Mr. Brandon Cordova, very grateful that you are here with me. Glad to be introduced to you from the lovely Susie Cashin. And she's a big fan of what we've been doing here. And I'm very grateful that you're here with me on Prelusum.
Thank you so much. I'm a huge fan of Susie's as well, and I'm looking forward to this interview.
Absolutely. Well, Brandon, we'll get right into it, my friend. First question for you is, what is your business?
We are fractional controllers in the professional services space, and a lot of people may not know what a controller is. And so, what I say is that a controller is who actually closes the books, presents the financials, and then can provide some insights and KPIs. We differ from a CFO who really is more strategic or forward-thinking in that we're the ones that actually perform the close. And a lot of people are looking for a CFO. They're not necessarily thinking about a controller, but you can't have a good CFO unless you have a good set of quality books that are closed.
What really compelled you to start this business?
I saw the fractional model as having a lot of potential, really. When I started the business in 2017, I saw the future of automation coming for us. And I saw a need for businesses to require strategic advisement while the lower level work was going to become automated. And I still believe we're in the infant stages of that happening, but it's going to happen pretty quickly. However, businesses will all rely on expertise to ensure the validity of what the automation is doing is correct. And on top of that, we live in the world of gray as the controllers and CFOs in the sense that you can't necessarily automate away the gray. The black and white, the bookkeeping data entry, absolutely. But there's a lot of nuance to the work that we do that doesn't make it as easy to automate.
I really like how you focused on the controller piece. I haven't really heard of that myself, and it's really cool how you own that lane, right? You can do some CFO stuff, you can do some accounting stuff, but you really own that lane in the controller space, especially fractionally. How would you say that you're leading the way with all the work that you guys are doing?
I look at it in two ways. So the first is we really focus on our quality being above and beyond the standard. And so what I mean by that is we treat every company as if it's a $100 million company, whether they're doing 2 million, 5 million, 10 million in revenue. And the way we do that is all of our supplemental bookings are supported through reconciliations and through basically a month-end workbook. And so we prepare audit-ready financials so that if your company is going through due diligence or you're going through an audit yourself, we can substantiate any of the bookings that we're making. And so it provides a lot of confidence when a third party sees those financials because they value and trust that the work is done correctly. And then beyond that, a lot of other people in this space, they do the work, they close the books, and they just send the financials off to the client and say, "Here you go." We don't do that. We do something called flux analysis, where we're actually looking at changes month over month in the financials. And when we send the financial statements, we actually provide an executive summary to our clients. And we're looking for any trends or observations, things that the client should be aware of. A lot of our clients that we work with, they're not necessarily accountants themselves or financially savvy. And I see it as our job as a strategic advisor to really advise our clients on trends that we're seeing in the business so that they can better and more effectively meet their profitability demands.
Who would you say your ideal clients are, who you typically working with currently?
So I think that my ideal client is really someone with at least $2 million or greater in revenue in the professional services space, and they're better looking to understand their financials at scale. Around that time, it becomes very difficult in a business to run successfully without accurate financials. Because as you scale, you need greater gross margin to offset the increased overhead cost. And a lot of businesses don't consider that, and they actually start to stumble at around that size. And so, whether it is that they're around that size and they're really starting to understand, "Hey, I need to actually be looking at my financials," or they're larger than that and they think they're getting proper accrual financials, but are still seeing inconsistencies month to month or huge swings in profitability, that's really when we can come in and reevaluate and really give a different perspective on how this is done at a very high level.
What's the ideal conversation you're looking to start with these prospective clients or the current clients that you have already?
Yeah, so I think it's really about getting the clients to understand at the lower level why accrual matters. Almost all businesses that exist right now are cash basis, and that's how most people start their business. And it's the simplest form of accounting, right? You look in your bank statement, and when you see money come in, it's income. When you see money leave, it's expense. And that's fine when you're very small. As your business starts to grow, you require accrual-based financials to actually understand how the business is doing because there's too many timing differences to account for when you're doing cash base. And so I really want to get my clients to, first of all, understand why they need proper accrual accounting. And if it's something that they understand that they need, then I like to evaluate their financials currently and see, are they getting the proper form of accrual that they should be? Because going back to what I said before, we see that a lot of clients have a lot of inconsistencies done in how their close is prepared. And those inconsistencies lead to the client being uninformed on how the business is actually performing. And it's hard to make good, accurate business decisions if you can't trust the financial data that you're being given.
And last one for us here, Brandon. Who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners that can lead you to those ideal clients?
It's a great question. I think other people in the fractional space understand the value that comes with the fractional model. And really, I think in a nutshell, what makes the fractional model work so well is that you're given expertise and guidance well beyond what you could be given in the typical environment of having an employee. And so I find my best referral partners to be other fractional chief revenue officers, chief marketing officers, executive coaches, strategic advisors. Another one too that's been really great for us are business valuators. When they're performing these business valuations, they can quickly and clearly see that there's some systemic issues within the financial statements. And so they'll then refer us over to the client to help assist them on seeing the light with a, better way to do things.